I geared up yesterday, went right out into the heart of it. Needed a few groceries, a few supplies. Maybe found a couple of things we didn't think we needed, but we took them anyway. Don't know how often you're going to be out, right? Might be another week, could be a couple of weeks. You just never know with the way things are changing. And yeah, we wore the mask because 34 studies now that I've read say wear the mask. I mean, it can't hurt. And I don't think it hurts, and why not? But what I was noticing is that the stores were well stocked. A few things are sparse on the shelves, but the supply chain, at least where I am, seems to be working well. I've heard stories that it's not true around the country. Darren Bask is a senior research fellow in agricultural policy at the Heritage Foundation. Darren, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So give me an idea. The stores that I was in, Southern Michigan, seem to be doing well. Fresh produce. I didn't buy any meat to speak of, but the meat department looked full. The aisles looked well stocked. And I see people walking around all over cleaning handles and sterilizing and washing. I mean, it's like there's cleaning crews working constantly, and everybody is respecting that distance thing, right? Everybody's like, it's like this dance that goes on now at the grocery store. You've probably seen it. But where are we when it comes to the food supply and the supply chains?
Yeah, it's good to hear that the store that you're at had a lot of supplies. But for a lot of people, there are going to be some empty shelves out there. But the FDA has kind of made it clear that there's no nationwide food shortages. And I think the key point is that there might be some inventory problems, but in terms of the food supply, there's no problems, and those empty shelves will start getting filled up soon. The private sector is adapting, and the government needs to as well. In some ways it has, but there's still more things it should do.
Now, one thing I did notice, and the reason we went out to the store, I mean, there seems to be a fair amount of anecdotal evidence that having food delivered or other deliveries, whatever they may be, to your doorstep, much safer than going out and, you know, going to the store. But we contacted a couple of different grocery stores. One said, get back to us in 2 days. And the other one said, we can have your order there by about April the 8th. Well, a week down the line doesn't do me much good. So we went out. I guess the point that I'm making is when it comes to delivering from the supply chain, a lot of these places are doing hiring. I talked to a young man yesterday. He went in and applied for a part-time job, was hired on the spot to stock shelves. People are getting that. So there are jobs out there, people that are ready to go to work right now.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And, you know, for a lot of us, maybe don't want to go to the grocery store. It's important that grocery stores and other outlets are able to hire people and they adapt so that they may change their business model a bit where they might deliver more or provide curbside delivery, something along those lines. And I think
sure.
Seeing that. And also on the local government level, it's important that there are any restrictions that might exist. You know, it just differs across jurisdictions. They lift any obstacles that might keep businesses from being able to deliver products.
Well, Darren, let me ask you this. Darren Baxter here, he is a senior fellow in agricultural policy at the Heritage Foundation. If this drags on another 2 weeks, 30 days, Virginia wants to have the lockdown until mid-June, I guess. The longer this goes, does it put a hindrance on the supply chain? I mean, I look at the highways around me. The traffic's about, you know, a quarter of what it normally would be. Most of what I see, though, are 18-wheelers rolling down the road. And I'm guessing those are all supply chain trucks for the most part, filling store shelves, whether it's Home Depot and Menards or the grocery stores like Kroger and Meijer in my area, whatever they might be. Do you see or foresee a time that this goes on long enough that we do have a problem in keeping the shelves as full as they are?
I think the food supply is pretty stable and fairly resistant. I don't want to go too far out in the future. But I think that there's not a lot to worry about right now as it relates to the food supply. And one of the reasons is because of the truck drivers that you were just talking about. I mean, I think sometimes we forget how important they are to the food supply, that they're getting us the food and supplies into those stores that we need. And it's really, again, important that states, in particular, don't create obstacles. And one obstacle that they've been creating, although it's kind of been being reduced, is that they've been closing down rest areas, the places for truck drivers just to stop, be able to sleep in a safe place to get something, and also to get something to eat and drink and to use restroom facilities. And some states, at least a week or two ago, were closing down rest areas. One state, Pennsylvania, had closed down a lot of them. They started opening them back up, but there's still not a decent, there's not enough restroom facilities. So they make portable toilets available in some locations, but not many of the restrooms.
But who wants to go into that thing? I mean, yeah,
well, they don't. And you know, I can understand them setting those up if they, you know, they clean them regularly. And I can understand some, but the thing is, more problematic is when they don't even make those available. You know, it's important that when the church shoppers, it's great, you can open up the rest areas. That alone is not enough. You have to make sure there's restroom facilities for them, and also
yes,
they can get food and drinks as well.
I agree with that. I think that's pretty common sense what you're saying there. But, hey, a lot of things are moving quickly, so, you know, who knows. One other thing, a little bit off topic, but I realized just yesterday that in some of the big cities, the mass transit, the buses are still running. And how does that make sense if you're trying to stop a COVID-19 pandemic from spreading? The mass transit, the public transportation is still running, now shutting down in some places. But I'm thinking to myself, that would be a place that you wouldn't want to be necessarily. Real quickly, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that's interesting. I guess it's just to make sure that people can, that don't have vehicles can get to where they need to be to get their supplies. They just, people, though, need to make sure they follow the social distancing rules and be really careful out there.
Yeah, no question. Darren, greatly appreciate you being here. We'll keep an eye on the food chain and the supply chain to make sure that everybody gets what they need. It's Darren Baxt, Senior Research Fellow, Agricultural Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. It is Thursday, the 2nd of April. Please go to the Steve Greer Show Facebook page. Follow us today. We're looking for you to join the conversation. No matter where you are in America, you are America's voice. Thank you for being here. This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Greer Show.